Kapuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kapuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now, let's join Kapuna Wiki hosts, Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kapuna Wiki radio show, Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health so that our kupuna and families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make our seniors informed and supported every step of the way. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Andrew Leong, your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show. If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Choice Advisors Property Management. Property management tailored to your expectations. To contact them, call 808-784-4488. And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Choice Advisors Property Management. When looking for a rental property, you need to consider your tenant selection. Selecting reliable tenants is crucial for the long-term success of your rental property investment. Conduct thorough tenant screenings, which may include credit checks, rental history verifications, and references. A reliable tenant is more likely to pay rent on time and take care of the property, reducing the risk of potential damages or disputes. To find out more on your rental property, contact Choice Advisors Property Management at 808-784-4488. And now we have the pleasure of welcoming back Dr. Teresa Wee with Wee Wellness Center, and we're talking health and wellness this month, in particular, heart health. Welcome back, Dr. Wee.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I mean, we always love having you on because you bring such a wealth of knowledge and you know, our listeners love the education that you bring. So this month, I mean, you know, obviously it's health and wellness, but we want to talk about heart health because that's an important thing. But for our listeners out there, you know, we always do this in case they've never heard of you. Can you share a little bit about your background?
Yes, I am a medical doctor, pediatrics, for 40 years this year. Wow. And I do turn 70 years old, but hopefully I will be able to work for another 10 or 20 years. But my passion is health and wellness for all ages.
Yes, and you're a pediatrician, but like you said, yes, health for all ages, because, you know, we always have these issues no matter what age.
So no matter what age.
Yes, yes. But mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're a pediatrician because you tackle them early on.
I like to tackle the family and the kapunas because we have a lot of families, three yes. generations living in the same house. And yes. that is the key, is getting everybody on board.
Yes. And so that's why we're talking about heart health, because yes. we all want a healthy heart.
Right.
And so let's talk about that. You know, why is heart health important?
Well, as you know, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States for both men and women. And for females, it claims more lives than all the cancers put together.
Wow.
Heart disease does not discriminate. It affects all ages, genders, and races. And especially in Hawaii, Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders have higher numbers of heart disease, which increases the risk factors for obesity, diabetes, hypertension. So this is a very, very important topic to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, why is that? Why are Pacific Islanders at a greater risk? Is there a statistic, or is there something in the gene, or
it's probably multifactorial, genetics, maybe more limited access to healthcare, uh-huh. lifestyles. I think that we need to educate people all across the board,
right,
in healthier lifestyles.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's I like that you said that it does not discriminate.
Yes. So, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, it doesn't matter, like, you know, who you are, you're still at risk for it.
But I don't want people to lose hope, because what I'm going to talk about, you know, we'll talk about routines that will help, but even small acts that you can do of self-care right now, like mm-hmm. just taking a walk, getting a little better quality sleep, this can all eventually add up to reducing your risk of heart disease and stroke in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have to admit, you know, I would, prior to me being a father, I thought I was, you know, active-ish.
Yeah.
But oh, after he was born, me trying to keep up with him, I got tired so quick. So, but I mean, he is my motivation to get active because he keeps, you know, he's so active
that
I have to kind of keep pace. I mean, I'm not at his rate. Like, he is like the Energizer Bunny, but at least it keeps me moving, you know.
And I think that's great. And kapunas are babysitting here in Hawaii.
Yes.
So that's another reason to, you know, stay active.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, what is self-care and what are, you know, some routines to help, you know, help your heart?
So when I talk about self-care, I'm talking about things to help you stay healthy, but also how to take action on current healthcare problems. So it is so important to know what your health status is, and that's why you need to keep your appointments with the doctor, even though you feel good and look good.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I mean, and every time I go to the doctor, they always check, you know, my blood pressure and all
exactly.
that. But why is that important?
Well, I think, you know, disease, especially heart disease, you know, just about any disease, it can be very silent. And it'll just over 10 or 20 or 30 years, diabetes, all of a sudden, boom, you're off the cliff. And now you're trying to just, you know, treat the problem when 10 or 20 years ago, it could have been prevented.
Right. Okay.
So self-care routines are very important. So, you know, some of the things, you know, I always talk about is, number one, you got to manage your stress.
Ooh.
When we're under, now a little bit of stress is good. So I want kapunas to know, hey, it's okay to have occasional stress, short-term stress.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps your mind active. But when you have it day in and day out, that's not good because it increases hormones, you know, cortisol, adrenaline, and that will affect your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I talk about self-care routine, sleep, good quality sleep. The other thing everyone knows is getting more movement, you know, not just sitting on your lazy boy watching Netflix all day. You got to get some sort of physical activity, and especially out in the sunshine. And then let's look at the diet. You know, we need to think about not just going to Costco and buying, you know, king size chips and, you know, packaged foods that last forever. We need to talk about, hey, we need to eat more whole foods. We need to read labels and look at sugar, salt, and other preservatives. But I think the number one thing for our kupunas right now is, studies show that the most important thing for caring for your heart, longevity, and happiness is really staying socially connected. Number one, to long-term relationships, family and friends, but also your daily interactions with the long sales clerk, your FedEx best man or postman or, you know, just the person down the street, you know, even those short term, if you smile at them, they'll smile back at you. All of these, we're social creatures and we need to be reaching out to one another.
Yeah, that's so true because I've noticed, I mean, with my clients sometimes, right? Like they've, you know, when they've become, you know, empty nesters or, you know, they're alone, so to speak, right?
Yes.
Because again, maybe their kids moved away and they're not, you know, seeing their
parents.
They're
isolated.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've had the privilege of knowing some clients throughout my career. And, you know, that's talking 15 plus years. So I've seen, you know, the
progression.
The progression, yes. So that's so true about, you know, the interaction that one has, how it affects their health. Yes, I can totally see that.
I think especially during COVID and post-pandemic, we are seeing many of our kapunas very afraid to come out because you've become so comfortable in staying isolated.
Yes.
So I do think, you know, one of the things I tell all of my Kupuna friends, I said, you know, why don't you just FaceTime your relatives and friends if you don't want to meet them? But why don't you just take a chance and you know, just go out in person? Like I said, it doesn't have to be a prolonged interaction, but if you just smile at your sales clerk at Safeway or Foodland, or, you know, all of these things will begin to take effect, and it'll you know, help you produce dopamine and all the good feeling hormones, and you'll say, you know what, I want to do this more. So that's so important, and social connections are even more important than smoking or exercise. I mean, it's just amazing the studies coming out now, how important it is to keep connecting.
Yes, I mean they don't even like you said, they don't have to sit and talk with you. I mean, they could be outdoors just going for a walk, just a stroll, right? I mean,
right, or you take your dog for a walk, you say hi, you know, to the other person walking the dog. I think just taking baby steps for people who have been isolated for the past 4 years, we just have to take that step, because it's so beneficial for your physical, mental, emotional health.
I think for me, one thing that I need to work on is managing my stress.
Yes.
I mean, again, it comes along with the career, but it also it's my family, right? It's the stress of making sure that, you know, I'm able to provide they're eating well, right? Yeah. And when I drop off my son at school, it's like, is he okay, right? I mean, obviously, yes, he's in school with teachers, but you never know, right? I mean, things could, you know, he could fall off the jungle gym at recess. You know, those, Dr. Wee, I have to tell you, I've never had these kind of thoughts going through my mind until I became a parent. And geez, I'm just constantly thinking, like,
most definitely, you know, I raised four children and I totally understand. And I think as a working parent, I mean, most of our parents are working parents. Right. So there is a lot of stress and trying to juggle all of this. But just a suggestion, you know, if you're under chronic stress, just pause, sit down and write down the top three stresses. You know, you have to know what's stressing you out. Mm-hmm. You know, and I did that, and I said, okay, this is giving me the most stress. So I think I'm going to, you know, quit this position, because it's not worth it. So sometimes you have to identify it and then be flexible and say, okay, what's the benefit and what's the downside? And so sometimes you just, you know, sometimes it's just not worth your effort, and or confront it, you know, if it's a relationship issue. Sometimes we don't know, you know, when your mom or your brother or sister, if you're having difficulties with relationships, be the first one to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, and say, okay, look, let's talk. I apologize for being, you know, and sometimes someone else is waiting for you.
Right.
To be the first.
Yeah. Very, very good tips. So, I mean, we want to continue this because you're giving such great tips and advice. So right after this break, we're going to talk about what are some obstacles and that people have with self-care, and also what are some strategies they can get started with. So we'll talk about more about this after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Blue Hawaii Loans provides you a diverse selection of home loan programs tailored to your needs. Whether you are looking for conventional financing, jumbo loans, investor mortgages, VA financing, or private money loans, Blue Hawaii Loans has you covered. Contact one of their experienced loan officers to discuss what financing options work best for you. Personalized service, integrity, and their commitment to your goals are hallmarks of their service. Go to hawaiiloans.com or call 808-501-1837 to experience lending with Aloha.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, in studio, we have Dr. Teresa Wee with Wee Wellness Center. And, you know, we're talking about health and wellness, and in particular, heart health. And right before the break, Dr. Wee gave us some great tips on what we can do to self-care with some routines and why it's important. But, you know, Dr. Wee, sometimes, you know, it's easier said than done. Obviously, there are obstacles to doing some of these. What have you heard from your patients that are their obstacles to self-care?
I think one of the top concerns I hear all the time is people lack confidence that, you know what, it's when they look at the overall problem, it's just too much. I cannot lose, you know, 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. So if you're not breaking it down into small bite sizes, it's just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Number two would be sometimes you just get so depressed and anxious about it that you just don't want to even talk about it. You want to bury it. You don't want to go to the doctor to have a discussion about it. And then the third thing is maybe there are multiple concerns. Maybe there are health concerns, there are family concerns, there's work concerns. And so you just kind of sit there and go, okay, I can't tackle all three of these, so I'll just sit here and do nothing. Procrastination.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's usually, I would say, when they feel overwhelmed is when they start, you know, a lot of folks, I mean, myself included.
We all
start to just hunker down, right? Just shut down. Right. And so, but that's not good for you.
No. And so what I try to tell people is, you know, like a mountain climber, they're going to climb Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's focus on the next step. And then where do you put your foot next? And the next step. So we gotta be sensible about this. We have to be patient, and I think that's the key is and getting the support from your tribe, people cheering you on, accountability. I think that's key.
Yes, I think having you touched on a good point. Having the support system,
yes,
is crucial. Right?
Because, and being around like-minded people, you know, right. If you have people who don't want to exercise, eating junk food all day, staying up till midnight playing games, and you're trying to be healthy, it's like, okay, you're in the wrong tribe.
It's funny you said that because, a good example was just last week. I was in the office with, you know, with our staff, and we all decided to go to lunch, and two of our staff decided to go get salads.
Oh,
and I was
good.
Thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking, I wanted a cheeseburger.
So what did you get?
Well, I went along and got a salad because I didn't want to, it was because they decided to go the health route. It kind of made me think, well, I should just,
yes.
You know, it's one meal, you know, right. I can sacrifice a cheeseburger.
Right, so, and it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, so I think having a support system.
Mm-hmm. And being around like-minded people.
Correct. Does help and get you far. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So for our listeners that are struggling, what are some strategies that you have for them to get towards a better mm-hmm. health?
Well, number one, I don't care what age you are, keep your annual primary care annual physical exam. And if the doctor does blood tests or recommends that you follow up in 3 to 6 months, mm-hmm. you had better follow up because even though you, like I said, you look good and feel good, things could be developing. You could be a pre-diabetic. In my office, I'm seeing teenagers with pre-diabetes, oh, wow. hypertension, high cholesterol. We're seeing it earlier and earlier. And again, a lot of it is not our fault because when you look at commercials, you look at all the fast food joints, it's all around us. Mm-hmm. And so society is pushing us towards bad health. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm trying to tell people, no, let's make sure that we know where we stand. Number two is you got to be intentional about your health. You know, you got to schedule things in that are good for you and important to you. So if someone says, oh, let's go watch a movie, you know, and you've been watching Netflix all day, say, well, why don't we save money? How about if we just talk and go for a walk at Kapi'olani Park or, you know, do something, you know, with movement. So you have to be aware and set your health as a priority if you're going to even do anything. And then number three would be, of course, just remembering it's never too late to take that first step, because sometimes we feel like we're so far gone that, forget it. You know, I'll just accept the life. No, fight. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk about health span and lifespan. People are living longer now. That is called lifespan. We want our health span to equal our lifespan. We don't want to be having dementia, Alzheimer's for 20 years sitting in a nursing home.
Right.
We're going to fight for our health, and it starts today.
Right, right. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of our listeners out there, you know, because they're, you know, grandparents watching their grandkids.
Yes.
You talk about a support system with the like-mindedness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's also they're setting example for the next generation, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if they pick up their grandkids from school,
right,
and they just let them, you know, jump on the iPad or in front of the TV,
exactly, and give them a whole bunch of junks after school,
right.
You know, what are you teaching them? Right. I want kapunas out there who are watching their grandchildren to say, you had better eat your lunch because I'm giving you a fruit after school.
Right.
We're not going to McDonald's.
Right.
You know,
or let's just get out of the house. Right?
Let's get out of the house. Yeah. Let's go for a walk.
Right.
Do something active. Go. Let's start a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do chores together. These are all wonderful, unifying family activities. And as a kapuna, we can set the example. I know we want to, I have five grandchildren, you know, you want to spoil them to bits, but no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, I think a great way to kind of just get started small is joining a group, right?
Joining like-minded group.
Yes, which you have one.
I do. We're starting our ninth year, mm-hmm. Walk with a Dakawahu, where I meet weekly every Saturday at Central Oahu Regional Park from 8 to 9 a.m. I do a new health tip every week. We warm up. We have three walking paths. I have people with walkers, canes. Some people just come for just sit at the picnic bench and just talk story.
Mm-hmm.
I end at 9 a.m. I have fruits. Stay Fit Physical Therapy donates fruits these past 9 years. UHA Health Insurance has been wonderful to help me continue this nonprofit organization. So free, come out, join us, be around like-minded people. I consider us a walking family. I would love to meet all of you kapunas out there. We can talk story, talk about health issues. I'm not an internal medicine doctor, but we can talk about lifestyle changes and just get motivated.
Mm-hmm. And as if you're not busy enough, you have a book.
Yes. So I do. I have a book that the kapunas have been really raving about. It's called My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times by an American Doctor. So March 2020 to December 2020, I was writing daily blogs. And I would end each blog with a scripture, whether you believe in God or not, comforting words. And in this book, I talk about ways I was trying to stay healthy physically, mentally, emotionally. So, you know, it's on Amazon. Consider picking it up. And many people have told me it's been it's been good to know that they were not alone in what they felt, mm-hmm. and they found comfort. And some people have even outlined it in yellow, and certain things resonated. So, you know, I just share this book that hopefully can bring comfort, encouragement, and hope to many people out there.
Yes, that's great. And you sure do provide a lot of insight, and you're so motivated too. So thank you for what you do for our community. If there's anyone out there that wants to find out more information, whether it's about the Walk with a Doc, mm-hmm. or your book, or just maybe just have questions about health.
Yeah, they can call me at my office, 808-677-9988. But I do have a Walk with a Doc Facebook page. It's Walk with a Doc Oahu Facebook page. And my website is wewellnesscenter.com.
Well, once again, we're speaking with Dr. Teresa Wee with Wee Wellness Center. Thank you so much, Dr. Wee. I look forward to having you again on your and the next topic and nugget that you have for us. Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
When you want to take the stress out of maintaining and managing your property, call Choice Advisors Property Management. Choice Advisors Property Management was voted number 6 in the state in 2023 as a fast-growing company, according to Pacific Business News. Benefit from their expertise in the areas of rental rate analysis, tenant screening, property maintenance, and timely collection of rents. Call 808-784-4488 for property management tailored to your expectations. Choice Advisors Property Management.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called in to answer last week's trivia question, which was, in which year did Hawaii become the 50th state of the United States? The answer was 1959. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia is sponsored by We Wellness Center. What is the Hawaii state anthem? For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And I'd like to thank this segment sponsor again, Choice Advisors Property Management. Property management tailored to your expectations. To contact them, call 808-784-4488. Again, we'd like to thank you for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Andrew, and I'll see you next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.